from Wall Street to the White House. This is the Larry Kudlow Show.
We are sticking with Breitbart News. John Carney's Breitbart News editor for economics and finance and co-author of the Breitbart Business Digest with the aforementioned Alex Marlow. John, welcome back. So, all aboard the Marrakech Express, inflation is sticky, and the bond market may be in some trouble. By the way, we had Steven Mnuchin on the show last night. He agrees with you. He thinks that the bond market yields are going to go higher. He qualified a little higher, but he's kind of in your camp. And some of these inflation reports this week were, it showed it's still a problem.
That's right. And I think this is what made, my title, the All Aboard the Marrakech Express, comes from the fact that James Bullard was out in Marrakech, Morocco, at a World Bank IMF conference, not at the conference itself, but a side seminar. And I think he's seen what the bond market has been doing lately, which is basically saying no more rate hikes. Next Fed move is down. And he looked at these recent numbers and said, that's not justified. I mean, nobody knows what the future will hold, but it's not justified based on what we're seeing right now. What we're seeing now is not inflation spiking rapidly upward or anything, but just that we're not making progress on inflation, which means that we don't get to 2% unless something changes. Either we start making more progress mysteriously, I'm not sure how that would happen, or the Fed needs to continue hiking rates. That's a view that's so far out of consensus right now that I was really glad that we had, that it's not just me, you, Mnuchin, making this point. Having Bullard make it is important because now that he's not on the Fed, he actually has a little bit more freedom to speak, but he knows what they're thinking. So I think it bears paying attention, particularly when recently ex-Fed presidents speak, we should pay a lot of attention to what they're saying.
Jim Bullard's a smart guy. So he's at the Purdue Business School now. He is an acquaintance of mine. He was kind of the mentor for Christopher Waller, who was on the Federal Reserve Board and was a senior advisor at the St. Louis Fed that Bullard ran for many years. Actually, Bullard recommended Waller to me, and so we put him on the Federal Reserve Board. President Trump signed off on that. Interesting, John, bonds. So the 10-year note fell 20 basis points this week, some odd, 461 at the close, in what may be the worst Middle East blow-up in 50 years, apart from all the other stuff. But the CPI, PPI, the top-line numbers came in stronger. I'm so tired of everyone telling me, excluding food and energy. I mean, I don't know what core prices are food and energy. I mean, I just don't get this, John Carney.
That's right. And a lot of them are also out there saying, we'll also exclude shelter prices, right? Oh. So we're excluding everything humans need, right? Food, energy, shelter. I did a quick back-of-the-envelope calculation and figured out that they're actually excluding nearly 60% of everything once you cut out food, energy, inflation. So what's left is just a stub of CPI, and then they try to reason from that. That's a disastrous thing because it doesn't tell you how the public is going to react to inflation. Mm. But two, you're actually excluding the things that are changing people's lives, and you're coming up with a number that, that tells you what you want to hear. Oh, inflation's going away, but it's not actually telling you what's going to happen next.
Well, as you say, it's not going back to 9%, but it does look kind of sticky, somewhere between 3 and 5%. And the Fed's target is 2%. So that leaves them with a dilemma.
That's right. And, some of the people, it's actually interesting, some of the same people who are saying, well, no, inflation's over, we won, victory, hurrah, are actually the same people who are saying, well, the Fed shouldn't try to get down to 2%, maybe they should just settle at 3%, which is a little bit of a contradiction. If we won, that would mean we're on the path to 2%. Yet same time they say, well, maybe we shouldn't actually be on the way to 2% or 3%. I'm, you know, 2% was a number that, you know, was developed 20 years ago. I don't know that it's the right number. What I do know is that the Fed absolutely, this is the first time the Fed has been tested on the 2% number. If it abandons it now and moves to 3%, it really will damage the credibility of central banks all over the world, because you just say, well, no, they, you know, they don't actually have an inflation target. They just move the inflation target to what happens to be the rate of inflation at any given time.
Well, it's interesting, John Carney. If the Atlanta Fed GDP is close, so they're saying 5% real growth in the third quarter. I don't know, we'll get that number in a week or two. And so suppose I put on a 4% inflation rate or 3.5%. That's 8.5 to 9% for nominal GDP, which used to be some kind of Fed target. I mean, that's way above anything that they really want in the long run. I mean, they're going to have to deal with that number.
That's right. They would, the way they would look at it is that is a unsustainable, problematic level of nominal growth, and it is beyond the economy's potential. It will create all sorts of problems to have that level of nominal growth. So they will need to address that. I think if, you know, even if you take one approach I've seen somebody take is take the New York Fed. They've resurrected their nowcast. They're at 2.5%, by the way. So they're, you know, that's also higher than what the Fed thinks the long run growth rate should be. But if you average the two, we're still at 3 or 4%, which if you give another 3 or 4% for inflation, puts us at nominal growth at 7%. That's still a very overheated economy. And one, by the way, I think that a lot of people would have told you that if the Fed funds rate is up above 5%, we wouldn't be growing that fast, but we are. And so, frankly, I think the Fed funds rate needs to go, as you know, Bullard said 6.5%. I think he's probably right that unless we see something dramatically change, and I don't see that anything in the offing happening, we probably do need to go. And that's, you know, so we're 100 basis points below where Bullard hinted we might need to go, and I think that's probably right. And that will shock people, because that's four more hikes.
Well, that's right. That's exactly right. Changes the whole ball game, whole atmosphere in the bond market. You know, I know there are a lot of Taylor rules, John Taylor rules, but I had John on the show, I don't know, a couple months ago. His own working Taylor rule was 6%. I mean, that's... So we're at 5.25 to 5.5, so you're 2 or 3 hikes away. But as you note, none of this is in the market, which makes you wonder what kind of volatility is out there.
Right. I think there's a big problem in that the market has really convinced itself that the next Fed move, maybe there's one more hike, but after that, the next Fed move is definitely down and probably sooner rather than later. Some people that I really respect think it could come as early as March, a Fed cut. I think that given what we're seeing in nominal growth and the inflation numbers, that is not going to happen, that we are going to, that we're going to have a hike actually in the first quarter of next year, because the Fed will realize, oh, you know, inflation isn't coming down. We'll have several more numbers. So, you know, I think they're not, I think they'll be hesitant to hike into next year, but I think by March or, you know, April, May period, then they probably will have to say, look, inflation hasn't come down as we expected. We're not on a path to 2%.
Well, you know, I'm a believer in efficient markets, okay? But really, John Carney, haven't these, you know, futures markets and Fed funds and so forth been pretty wrong the last year or two? I mean, they're always predicting a drop in the Fed funds rate, which doesn't happen.
Right. They really have been wrong. Remember, efficient markets can only be as good as both the data and the analysis, right? It's not, it tells us that it incorporates all the data that's come in, but it doesn't tell us it's necessarily correct. And so what I would say is that while the markets have been underpricing where the Fed needs to go and underpricing inflation and how persistent it will be, I'm not surprised that that is continuing. And frankly, again, as you said, they've been wrong for so long right now that we do have to wonder whether there may be a kind of, because we had very low inflation for such a long time and then followed by very low interest rates, there may be an adjustment, a sort of, a mental cognitive adjustment that needs to happen that hasn't happened yet. When we first went to zero interest rates, everybody thought, that's crazy. We have to go back up to 5% eventually. Now we're at 5% and people think, that's crazy. We have to go back towards zero again. Yeah. I don't think that's right. I think we were in a long regime of low interest rates, and we may now be in the next long regime of higher interest rates.
Yeah. All right. John Carney, co-author of the Breitbart Business Digest. Thank you, John. Folks, quick break. Other side of the break, Charlie Hurd, just about the best political analyst in Washington, D.C. He's going to come on. We're going to talk about Jim Jordan. Is he going to be the next Speaker of the House? I'm Kudlow. We'll be right back.
Larry Kudlow. Now back.